You know, a lot of people bring things to a date, like flowers, candy, duct tape. Sometimes it's good to bring a surprise for the person you're going on a date with.
I do love duct tape.
Melanie, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, got surprised with something on her date that I'm not sure most people would like, and I don't even really know if Melanie liked it, but we'll find out what it is in just a second. What's up, Melanie? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So first, tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Anthony, and man, he's a really, really sweet guy. We met on a dating app. And we had chatted for a bit ahead of time, and this was the first time we were going out.
What were you feeling leading up to your first, like, in-person date with him?
I was feeling really good. I was feeling optimistic.
Better than feeling scared.
Well, I think that many people who have dated has felt that, too.
Yeah. I didn't have any of that usual, like, trepidation. I don't know. He just seemed really kind.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how did the date go?
Well, I would say it didn't go great, but really it was kind of a disaster.
Whoa.
It wasn't his fault. It wasn't my fault. It was just kind of what happened.
What happened? Now I'm so curious.
Well, we went to this, like, one of those Japanese hibachi restaurants, you know, like where they, like, cook in front of you. Yeah. So we met at the restaurant, and he's like, let's just, like, step outside for a second. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said he had this surprise for me. I was like, oh boy, maybe I was wrong about this not being weird. But we went outside and he opens his jacket. And on the inside of his jacket, like sticking out of one of the inside pockets, there's a hamster.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's even weirder than duct tape.
Wait, he brought a hamster to a hibachi restaurant?
I know it sounds maybe like odd, but it was actually really cute. So the hamster's name is Einstein. And so I guess Einstein wasn't feeling well earlier that day. So he was like, I didn't want to cancel, but I felt bad leaving Einstein at home. And it was just,
How do you even know if a hamster's sick?
My question exactly.
You got a little hamster puke. I don't know.
He wasn't running in his little wheel like he always does. That's what Anthony told me. And he's like, he just looked so sad. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet that you, like, were so in tune with your little buddy.
Okay. So sick hamster, awesome points for him, apparently.
Yeah, he was just being thoughtful.
Okay.
Did the hamster also get a table at the restaurant? Or...
a little mini hibachi.
We maybe kept him in the jacket.
Good.
Yeah, rodents in restaurants, usually not a good mix. I don't know.
Kicked out.
So what happened? Like, you said something terrible happened.
Well, yeah. So we're sitting down. We're eating dinner. We're just having a really great time, really good conversation, great connection. And at one point, I just looked over, and Anthony just looked really weird. He looked like something was wrong. I didn't really know what was happening. And he just leaned in and he whispers in my ear that Einstein is gone.
What?
As, like, he died?
He wasn't in his pocket anymore.
Oh,
I thought, like, he knew that the hamster had passed on in his jacket.
Oh, he's like, I suffocated him.
It broke my heart because, like, I obviously knew how much Einstein meant to Anthony. So he's terrified and he's, like, freaking out, but, like, trying to still be, like, cool and just, you know.
Oh my God, what did you do? You tell the waiter, I'm sorry, our pet hamster got loose in here.
We didn't tell anybody at first because, like, we figured maybe we could just find him on our own and, like.
Yeah, you don't want to tell everybody that there's a rodent running around in there and have him freak out.
Yeah. So we didn't want to, like, let anybody know. So we kind of, like, started taking turns, like, kind of, you know, casually peeking under chairs and, like, wandering throughout the restaurant. Like, we ordered 2 extra desserts just to stay a little bit longer so we could keep looking.
Oh, man.
Did you ever find Einstein?
No.
You never found him.
We never found him. I mean, we probably looked for over an hour and a half. Like, we were looking for a long time.
What did he do? I mean, for a dude that would like his hamster so much, he'd take it into a restaurant if it had the sniffles. I'm sure he was beside himself that he couldn't find him.
He looked so defeated. Like, it was, like, the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, he lost his little buddy.
Aww.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys end everything then?
I didn't really know what else to do for him. So right. he just wanted to go home. So he left and I left and I just.
Wow.
Yeah, that was just a little over a week ago now.
And have you gotten any update from him if he did, in fact, call the restaurant or Fine Einstein or?
I've been trying to contact him and I texted him and he just wrote back, no. Just one word. No.
Nothing.
Oh.
All right.
He's devastated.
And did he respond to anything else, or is that all you've heard from him? Was just the no?
That's all that I've heard from him. And I've tried to contact him again. Like, I just, I want to be there for him because, like, I mean, even though I don't know him very well, like, we had such a great time leading up to that point. And I mean, it was, I had never experienced anything like that before. I mean, as cute as it was obviously different. I had never had someone pull a hamster out of their pocket on a date before.
All right. Well, like well, play a song and then come back and call him and see if we can get an update on the hamster and maybe get you a second date. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on.